Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, August 24th, 2020. This morning I will talk about righteousness. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, we give thanks for the many blessings that you have given us. Among these gifts are your presence, your name, your covenant grace, and our salvation in Jesus Christ. May we continue to be blessed and bless others. Sanctify us in your righteousness that we might be fit stewards of your grace. And if our sanctification includes persecution, grant us the strength to bear it with dignity and grace. And may we ever remain in your love and share with others until we meet you again in glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Matthew 5:10 we read, "Honor those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." For many Christians, persecution poses a perplexing question. Why are good people persecuted? To which the book of James responds, James 1, verses 2 to 4, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, as you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." The paradox of the suffering servant is at the heart of the Christian worldview, as first expressed by the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 53, verse 11. "Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities." In effect, what James is saying is that persecution for righteousness' sake both shapes us in sanctification and marks us as disciples of Christ, who was himself persecuted unto death. Here the Greek word for persecution means to harass someone, especially because of beliefs, to persecute. And it is often associated in the Old Testament with the military engagement vigorously pursued. The Greek word for righteousness means the quality or characteristics of upright behavior, uprightness, righteousness. As we hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake, we expect others to persecute us, as Scripture reminds us. The injustice of Jesus' persecution is noted by one of the other men being crucified, as Luke's Gospel records. This is Luke 23, verses 39 to 43. "One of the criminals who was hanged railed at him, saying, 'Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us.' But the other rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we have received the due rewards of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong.' And he said, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And he said to him, 'Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" Note that this story mentions both the idea of righteous persecution and the reward of heaven, as cited in the 8th Beatitude. Persecution unto death in the Old Testament begins with the story of Cain and Abel, where Cain kills Abel because God accepted Abel's righteous sacrifice and rejected his own. Post-resurrection persecution in the New Testament begins with the stoning of Stephen, who accused the Sanhedrin of false worship, persecution of the prophets, and murdering God's Messiah. Persecution is likely also to be our fate, as the Apostle Paul reminds us. This is Romans 8:35-37. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, 'For your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered.' No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Persecution is often edited out of this passage in public readings, but it is fundamental to our life in Christ. Jesus reminds us that a student is not better than his teacher. He was persecuted. We also will be persecuted. But even in the midst of persecution, Jesus admonishes us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute you, suggesting that persecution is a ministry opportunity. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.